That's how we're starting it. Hopefully we caught that. I don't know. Maybe not. How's it going? Bing bong.
Bing bong, boom bang.
This one is episode... I don't know. 12? We didn't post the last one.
Yeah, so this one would be 12, right?
This one's 12.
Because last one was going to be 12.
We've been gone for a while.
It's been like 3 weeks now.
From their perspective.
What do you mean?
I mean, we recorded last week, but...
Yeah, true.
Bing Bong's going through some changes. We're going to get into that a little bit, but we're going to do some intros. Hey.
Is that a cup of milk?
To my to my left.
How long has that been sitting
here? Is Isaac. As normal.
Sitting to my right. Oh. Sitting to my left is... a cup of milk on Cameron's desk.
I'll get into the cup of milk.
To my right, though, is Cameron.
That's me.
And then on the bed.
On the bed.
On the beddy by bed.
Is Garrett.
Is Garrett. The Garrett.
Garrett, would you like to say anything?
He said no.
All right. Quick cut. Garrett's no longer at the bed.
Yeah, Garrett has disappeared.
Garrett had dysentery.
So now, Cameron.
Yeah. The milk?
Yeah. How long has that milk been there?
You want to take a sip? You want to try and guess?
No.
Let's play a little game. Let's play a little game called Guess How Long the Milk's Been There.
That spooky season came early.
No, it's not milk.
What is it? Oh, that's your paint water.
Okay. It's my paint water.
Jesus Christ, I'm fucking dumb. I feel like I've asked you that same exact question.
Yo, is that milk? It's funny because I feel like you just really want milk right now.
I do.
Yeah, you're just really in the mood for milk. Okay.
Yeah.
Not like
Homelander's milk, but...
Mother's milk?
Mother's milk.
Why is his name that?
Homelander? I don't fucking
know. No, that's not Homelander. Oh. That's MM's name.
Oh, Mother's Milk?
Yeah.
I don't know.
His real name's like fucking Michael.
It's Martin.
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 Yeah.
Marvin? Marcus?
Is it explained why his name is from the milk and I just wasn't paying attention?
Manual? I don't know.
Never mind. I was going to look it up.
Yeah, no, it's
I don't
okay.
care.
It's
I don't
okay.
care.
It's okay.
I don't care. Yeah, that's weird. Not Mother's Milk. You've been interested in...
No, just regular dairy milk.
2%? 1%?
I mean, whatever milk.
Whole
chocolate milk?
Milk,
actually.
Almond?
I can't eat drink
soy?
Almond milk. I can't drink almond milk.
Soy? Oh?
Soy loco. For all my Latin friends out there.
Latin.
I hate myself. Anyways.
So we should explain. We've been gone.
Oh yeah.
From their perspective. We got a lot
from our perspective, we were gone for 2 weeks. From their perspective,
we've been gone for three. Shit.
And let's be honest, it will probably be four.
It might be.
No.
I think this one's gonna be
fine. We got it.
We got it.
We're good.
So for the first week, I came down with a little sickness.
I thought Cameron,
you might have heard of it, actually.
I thought Cameron died.
You might have heard of this sickness as it's
pretty prominent
around the globe this year.
In our world right now. Pretty it's a pretty prominent thing.
This house got infected. It became the goddamn clinical tent in World War II.
Yeah.
For COVID. We had all the victims here.
Guess what, folks? I didn't know of this.
Well, no, I got it the day... Okay, so... Yeah, we missed the first week.
But, like, I was unaware... that was a thing.
I was unaware. We hadn't gotten tested yet. Andrew was still fine. Yeah, I was the only one that was sick the day that we were supposed to.
No, but I'm saying like the two times that I was up here.
You had no idea.
Yeah.
All right. okay. So I got sick, and then my roommate got sick, and then another roommate got sick, and then one of our roommates got tested, came back positive. So pretty certain that I had it, you know what? That just means I'm a survivor now.
Yeah, well,
I survived it.
If it makes you,
I'm fucking immune.
If it makes you feel any less cool, I'm pretty sure I had it in fucking December and I survived it. So you can suck my pina.
Clitoro.
I don't have a clitoro.
You had it in December?
Yeah.
When you were still going to UNC?
It was like right after I left. I got like super sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Super duper sick.
That was my when I broke my elbow last year. That was my doctor's prediction. He was like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure this whole coach, because like it was right as it was like starting is when I broke my elbow."
Yeah,
and we were just talking about it. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure this virus has been here for quite some time now."
Oh, I do too.
And I was like, "Oh shit!" And he's like, "Yeah, we're just now like testing for it though, because like it, because
we're dumb."
Yep. But anyways, I had it. I survived it. I'm fucking immune. It didn't kill me. I'm stronger now. In fact, fuck it. Throw any disease you have at me. Chlamydia, I'll take it.
Haven't you already had that?
Yeah, like twice.
So you got the test, right? For syphilis?
For syphilis?
I had it 15 times.
Very good.
Very nice. we watched Borat.
We did. We did do that. So anyways, that was week number one. Yeah.
And then week number two, what was it? Andrew was sick at that point.
But Andrew was, and yeah, week number two, I was coming down from it. I was still like quarantining myself because, yeah.
Because oh my God, do you want to cut my hair? I'll let you cut my hair. Fuck it.
Sure.
Fuck it, we ball.
Sure. Wow. Well, we just jumped.
You did that with your hair, and I was like, I might as well.
I'll cut it. For sure.
Yeah, week two though. Cameron was coming down.
Yeah, I was coming down. Andrew was getting it. Ben only had it for like a day or two. Andrew, I think, got the worst of it.
I think so too. Yeah.
But you had some work complications, and you just couldn't get up here, and it was just a big fucking mess.
I had gone to visit my cousin the weekend of, and then Tony picked up my Sunday shift. So I picked up his Tuesday morning shift.
And that's usually when you're here.
So I was like,
"Oh wait, did you come over? But you just didn't stay the night that week."
I stayed up here for like 2 hours.
Got it. Got it. That was that day. That was that week.
Yeah.
So that's 2 weeks. And then last week we came up and we actually recorded.
We recorded, but
here's the thing.
I am.
No.
Terrible partner.
No. That's not even crime. That's not even.
We're stealing stuff, so we didn't get to record.
Hey, listen. it's not at all your fault. I personally was not a fan of that episode.
Neither was I.
We recorded for the normal time that we usually do, and
I think we did it
usually a when we're. Over. Yeah, we did do a little bit over because we thought that.
Because there was a lot.
In the middle of the recording, we were like, yo, this sucks.
This is terrible.
And we were like, let's just go a little bit over so we can cover that part up. Well, I think we both, like, when we're done recording and we both know it's a good podcast.
We get really excited.
Yeah, we'll be like, yo,
we're like, let's go.
Let's post that. This one, personally, I don't know how you feel. I just was I left the recording and I was like, that was not our best work.
Recording as if we're in a studio.
Yeah. Hey, this is my
he left his room.
we left and I was like, yeah, I just don't feel good about that one. So we're just not going to post it. So now here we are. Three weeks late. But you know what?
Three to you. Two to us.
Two to us.
Time is a construct. Who cares?
Hey, man. Who's even paying attention?
Hey, who's even listening to this right now?
Probably not a lot of people.
In this current second, like at this current at 3:10 on fucking Tuesday afternoon, no one's listening to it but us, but and maybe Garrett if he's outside peeking his ear in.
If someone not listening to it now, but if someone is listening to this and
now
when you're listening,
like present time, like for you,
like this is going, like you're going through your headphones or it's in your car. Right now, I don't know where people listen to it.
If you're listening to our little podcast on your way to work,
I really appreciate it.
Wink, nudge. Oh, I got a story.
Go ahead, finish. I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And if you were looking forward to this podcast and its weekly reoccurrence,
we're
sincerely
sorry.
Apologize. Yeah.
And if you are new and you thought this was going to be good, I sincerely apologize too.
You might want to rethink. I tried to make it a goal to do it every week.
We did,
and
we did pretty good.
We did good. We did 11 weeks. Times, yeah. We did 11 weeks straight. Which I mean,
technically, if you think about it, we really did it 12 because we had that precursor week before.
Yeah.
So,
well, anyways, it was like just a goal of ours. It didn't happen. Well, it did.
It did for a while.
Hopefully we can continue it, though, starting from here on out. But life happens.
You guys understand. Everybody needs a break sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So now that that is out of the way, you know what happened.
Story.
Give me your story
time. So it's not like a story time story, like a, one time at band camp, you know. No, okay. Not like that. But my other manager listened to our podcast, and we were at work the other day, and we were just like, you know, casually talking, and she's like, she's like telling me that she was listening to it and that she had, and she thought it was funny, and like telling me what she thought about it and stuff like that. And then she goes, so, are those like, are you guys just like doing an accent or like, what is that? And I go, what are you talking about?
Hey, what you talking about?
And she's like, it's just like, I don't know. It sounds like you're like New Yorking.
Yeah, boy.
I go, you talking about this?
Hey, what kind of accent you talking about, sweetheart?
I thought that was great. I thought that was like the pinnacle of my work career.
We slip in and out of those accents. We were so bad last year.
Oh yeah. It was terrible last year.
Last year we would do.
No, like we would. It got to the point where I didn't want to hang out with anybody anymore. Not just you, because I would do it with anybody. I would go home and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it at my other fucking job.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was great.
I mean, it's you kiss your mother with that mouth.
Hey, you call your mother today?
You call your mother today?
You call?
Tell your lover.
Tell your lover.
I want it in the raw.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm talking about coffee. Coffee in the raw.
Okay.
Hey, go get
me a... What you're talking about is meat.
Go get me a pizza pie.
A pizzeria.
My auntie called the other day. Oh, she was very happy about it.
Oh, about what?
About walking in.
Hey, I'm walking in. What are you doing? I got a question for you. You got the gabagool?
Oh, the gabagool.
Do you really not remember the video you showed me last night with gabagool?
I really don't.
It was some dude. He ate something.
Don't think it was me.
Yeah. I was sitting in your chair. And you and Andrew and I were in here. And then you guys showed me a video. I don't know if it was you or him, but it was like.
It was probably Andrew.
Call it gabagool. And he like ate something. It was a joke. I don't fucking know.
Dude, it was definitely Andrew. I don't remember showing you.
You were in here!
You sure it wasn't a dream?
Yes.
Dude, I hate those. When you have a dream and you fucking wake up and you think it was real.
Yeah, I had a dream the other day.
That one day.
That my dad.
That my children.
Loved me. Just kidding, my dad loves me.
Yeah, he does.
Another funny thing about my boss is that she said she found out that I'm a lot sadder than she thought.
Oh, that's not good. You know, we have like shower thoughts. We should have a segment called like Sad Boy Hours.
Sad Boy Hours?
We just talk about how sad we are sometimes.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. Anyways, guys, so yesterday I had an epiphany that I'm going to die alone.
Stop. Stop. This is sad.
I did have that conversation with her too, with my manager.
Wait, do you imagine how you're going to die alone?
Yeah.
You're not going to die alone.
Because I said I was never going to have another relationship. And she goes, oh, well, that's probably not true. And I said, no, I'm not going to have kids. I'm going to die alone.
What about that one girl? We shouldn't talk about this. Never mind.
No, like, what about that one girl? No one girl.
No?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, we've already been over this. I told you. Oh, actually, I haven't.
You haven't told me anything.
No, we don't need to talk about that
We don't need to talk about that right now. We'll talk about that later. What about that one girl?
There's no one girl.
Fuck her.
Honestly, dude, you know what? Shit, I just got nail polish in my pants.
That sucks.
It's a tiny droplet. Anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Fucking, you guys who know me, do I look like a simp?
Yeah! What if you just whispered that in Garrett from the other was like, yes, I agree.
Me too.
I mean,
yeah. Nope.
Was it a simping issue?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was a you know like when you're like pouring water in a glass.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, that glass is just, like, a little bitch. And then it just breaks because it couldn't handle all the water that you were pouring into it.
Oh, no. Oh God.
Yeah, so it was basically like that, but like down here.
It was like that, but like down here. No, that is. I'm sorry. Holy fuck.
And when
that
I
was
say
the best analogy, because you started going, you're like, you know, when you're pouring water into a glass and the glass breaks, immediately I went to go like, no, that's crazy. You go, because it was too much water. Immediately, like, oh fuck, it's that. Oh shit. Hey, fuck that bitch.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
No, I'm sure she's a good friend, but fuck that.
Good friend.
Great.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
Great success. Not a great success. Anyways.
Spooky season.
Spooky season. Spooky. What the fuck is spooky season? Have I told you this? No. Spooky season is... Fuck, what did I say to Santi? I don't remember. Never mind. You know what? Fuck that. We're gonna... No, fuck.
You all right?
Yeah, I said spooky season to Santi at work. And it was like... Because he said spooky season, and I was like, no, spooky season is... And, like, I made, like, a connection to, like, some funny shit. But now I can't remember.
Damn it. Damn it.
Fuck.
No, spooky season. I'm hyped for it.
Spooky!
What are you going to be?
I...
You don't know.
I have no idea.
Dude.
So, okay. So I have a partial idea.
We should put out a poll.
We should come up with two ideas and put out a poll.
On Instagram. Yeah, for
I'll
sure.
Put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Anyways, no. I'll do like a comment thing where it's like, what should I be for Halloween? And then people are like they write in their answers. You know, like on Instagram.
That'd be good. And then we take
people are like, take say something, I'm bored.
Exactly. We take all their answers and we do a poll.
Or we don't do a poll and I just pick from the good ones.
Alright, fine.
Listen, I'm not gonna fucking
Jesus, don't let the people decide. What is this in
the No, the people give me ideas, okay? Anyways, no. Wait a minute. So Tony and I had this great idea.
Yeah.
And I thought that we were gonna do this idea on Sunday at work because we don't work on Halloween. That didn't end up happening, and Tony and I wore sweats. Well, Tony wore shorts in the middle of a snowstorm, might I add.
Oh, yeah, with the sweater?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
No. So that was just a funny thing.
He wears it every time it's the snows for the first time.
Yeah.
Which he should have worn that in, like, February.
But it's like, of the season, not of the year. It's of the season.
Well,
anyways, fuck you. So Tony and I were gonna do. I don't know if you guys have seen this little flick. It's a Disney Pixar, you know, IKEA mashup of like some old guy and a bird and a little boy. It's called Up.
Oh shit! Wait, who would you be? I know who Tony would be.
Who?
He'd be the little boy.
Russell.
Yeah, he looks
That's
like
my
him.
Yeah. Tony already got the pins and stuff.
Okay, sweet. Are you going to be
I'm going to be Carl.
No.
So that's what we were going to do at work. And now I'm
thinking... That would actually be kind of good.
I'm thinking we might be doing that on Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know.
It'd be kind of good.
But either way...
Goddamn, we got a lot of like...
I need a costume for Friday, too. I'm going to be by myself, so I'm not just going to be an old man without a boy. That just seems
That's hella weird. Has anyone seen my boy?
Hey, my small child.
And my house. Where is it? Oh, they're both gone.
Oh, they're both gone. Was it Kevin?
Kevin
the board.
Nah. Halloween's going to be fun, though. Falls on a Saturday this year. Too bad. Nobody's allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, because of COVID.
Yep.
Good thing we're just gonna have a Discord party.
Yep. Good thing we're just we're having a party on my Minecraft server.
Yep. Minecraft party. Woohoo! You guys should check out the server. It's called Bing Bong.
I'll put the link in the description. It's gonna be hella fun, dude. It's
so much fun. Like literally though. Hey, wait a minute. It's a survival server. So if you're about that creative life and you don't really think that it's super cool to play Minecraft and have lives.
Fuck off. Get out of here, dude. We're also playing hardcore mode, which means if you die, that's it.
And you're that done. Means that there's going to be like twice as many creepers, zombies, spiders, yes. And you guessed it, skeletons.
Skelly boys.
I'm just going to have like the fucking armored zombies, dude. Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait.
Dude, no way.
Dude, I can't fucking wait.
I can't fucking wait.
For it's going to be so stellar hype.
Did you just say stellar hype?
Stellar hype.
Dude, that was the fucking dopest shit I've ever heard in my life. I'm totally tweeting that right now.
tweeting it.
If you guys follow me on Twitter and you just see Stellar Hype.
Stellar Hype?
See, so I'm going to...
Stellar
gonna,
Hype period.
Stellar Hype period. I'm going to tweet that right now.
Yeah.
And for my friends who do listen to this in 2 days.
So they'll be like, yo.
They're going to see. They're
going to get
like,
the inside
like,
joke.
They're like, yo, Stellar Hype? What the fuck is Stellar
what
Hype?
What the fuck?
Period.
You know what's weird? I don't have Twitter.
Stellar Hype period. Period. Yeah. Period.
Stellar Hype. Okay, okay. Let me spell it out for him.
I just tweeted it.
It's Stellar Hyped.
Stellar Hype.
Hype. Sorry.
With a period. With a dot, you know?
Like the dot period.
And then I spell out period. With and then there's another period. Dot period.
So there's three periods in this sentence. Two of them are dots. One of them is words. Stellar Hype period, period, period. Dot, dot. Wait, dot, period, dot.
Dot, period, dot. Well, it's like period, period, period. Period T.
So I don't
get that trend.
What?
Where they're like, on, and that's on period T. Like, I get on period, but there's people who are like, period T. And I'm like, what? T? Like titties?
Am I getting old?
I don't know.
I don't know that trend at all.
Taylor does it all the time.
Dude, what?
I don't know. I don't understand. And that's on period T. And I'm like, is that like a TikTok thing?
Period. It could be like, you know, like that's the, you know, like that's the T. Like, you know, and that was his thing. Know. Like, that's like.
Period T, though? What?
Period T. Period.
Yeah, let me spill the period T. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, or maybe
like
it's like. Maybe it's like a.
No, that sounds like it's tea filled with fucking blood.
Okay, Jesus Christ. I didn't need to be.
Very nice.
Very nice. It's blood moon season.
again, yo, watch Borat.
What if it's period. Like
period.
Like an emphasis on the period, like at the end, like they fucking mean it. Like then, fucking period.
But that's period, not period.
Okay, well, I didn't claim that anyone on the internet was ever smart.
Yeah, well, shit, man.
Well, shit, dude.
What are we going to do about this?
Oh, fuck, dude. We can talk about the snow.
What snow?
Dude.
Holy shit, there's snow.
Dude, it's snow. It dumped on us.
Dude, it dumpy dumped.
Dumpy
it
was like, dump truck.
It was like fucking Bob the Builder came out here with his pal, the dump truck is. Because the dump truck's obviously a girl.
Is it? No, dump truck's a dude.
No, the dump truck's a girl.
No,
the only... Oh, no, I'm thinking of the steamroller.
No, steamroller's
the steamroller's dude. Like a boy, like a child, and it sounds like a girl to me. Google it right now.
Only one that's a girl is the fucking bulldozer one, dude.
Oh, that's what I meant, not the steamroller.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking...
Bob the Builder. Cars, dude. Oh, shit, never mind. Is she a girl?
Yeah.
That... Okay, really none of them have a gender. No, but they sound... This one, it sounded like a girl. Yeah. Actually, maybe you're right. The steamroller does look kind of feminine.
Okay, fucking car
Let's
names.
Look at the original.
Do the names. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. This guy was my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
And
we're talking about the fucking...
The concrete mixer.
The concrete mixer. And then the scarecrow. And then Bob's brother, dude.
Dude. Bill. Bob's... Yeah, Bill. That shit was... Okay. Bob, Rolly, Travis, Lofty, and Scoop. Okay, that doesn't tell us anything. So, Travis.
And Bob.
Also, who's Bob riding?
Bob's riding Bob.
dude, I hate the new version.
I do too. It's fucking disgusting.
It looks so gross. Why? Gross. What's wrong with his eyes, dude?
He has eyeballs to proportion.
Dude, his eyebrows, he looks like he's... Like he's waiting for the manager, right?
Yeah,
look up Bob the Builder, fucking
new. Look up Bob the Builder, terrible.
My man's got some tiny ass lips, some Shrek ears.
No, he looks like fucking. Oh my God, what's that?
Dude,
one show?
His eyes are.
What's the Lazy Town? He looks like he's on Lazy
Yo,
Town.
Yo, kind of.
Oh my God,
he looks like the like opposite of Asian eyes. Like Asian eyes are like slits. His are like perfectly round.
Yeah. That's it.
But like, they're still to like proportion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why the fuck does Bob the Builder have proportional eyes? Bob the Builder's never had proportional eyes.
It's gross. It's really
nasty.
His eyes used to just be black dots, and now they're fucking. And he's got this weird ass logo, like he's a corporate. I don't like it. Don't like it one bit. Also,
yeah,
dude, just Leave Bob alone, dude.
Okay, so real quick.
I want to talk to Trav.
What were we talking about before we started talking about Bob the Builder?
Damn.
That should be Bob the Builder for Halloween.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the snow.
Oh, yeah, the snow. Dude, we are...
We got dumpy dumb.
You know what? I get what your manager says when she says we're hard to follow.
Yeah, no. Absolutely. Because I forgot what we were talking about.
We just, I think, jumped between five different topics in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. Anyways, no, we got the snow on. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It
started snowing Sunday night.
I'm trying, me and the boys are trying to get some... reserve tickets for Keystone.
For Keystone, I heard.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do while you guys are in Keystone?
What?
I'm going to be hanging out with Tony for his birthday because I'm a good friend.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck you, dude.
It's opening day.
Yeah, ask me if I care, dude.
I got to shred the gnar-gnar.
No, you can't say shred the gnar-gnar if you're going to go to fucking Keystone, dude.
Keystone's great. What do you mean?
I've never been, but I'm
you
saying
never
like, shred the
you
shred.
Never skew.
I'm saying shred the gnar, dog, is a surfer term.
It's, you know, it could be snowboarding.
No.
Well, surfers snowboard, lost snowboarders
yeah,
surf.
Well, guess what? Snowboarders aren't like, well, we're going to go shred some waves.
No. Here's what we do. We say we shred the pow-pow. We shred that pow-pow,
shred that pow-pow. Yeah, well, that sounds like you do coke on the weekends, Cameron.
Well, okay, it's not our fault.
Nope.
But...
Nope. That's all.
Skiing.
That's all, folks.
Skiing is
Cameron
like...
does cocaine.
Don't spread that. I remember.
When does it like every other weekend?
Who?
You.
Oh.
No, he doesn't, guys. I'm just kidding.
I wanted to know who because I was like, can I join them? can our schedules line up?
Can we fucking.
No, the first time I heard someone refer to like.
Shred the pow-pow?
Cocaine, yeah. They were like, hey, you want to hit the slopes? And I was like,
you go, fuck yeah.
I was like, dude, it's like the summer. What do you mean? He was like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, and I was like, oh,
he's like,
shit.
He's like, I'm asking if you like to party.
Yeah, you like to party? You want to shred the slopes? You want to
par-par?
You want to ski down some hills with me? I was like,
you go, dude, I snowboard.
Dude, I'm not a skier, sorry. And he was like, what the fuck is this kid even talking about? Nah. Nah. No, we did, so it snowed like 4 to 5 inches.
See, okay, so
Monday?
Funny story. On Sunday. Sunday night.
Sunday
night. It snowed from like,
yeah,
I don't know, because it was snowing a little bit on mine and Tony's way to work at like 3, and then it started to come down pretty hard.
Started to dump
before we got to work even, dude. And then there was like some fucking thick ass flakes, dude. And then
we're just gonna be that dude this entire episode.
Yeah,
that dude bing bong,
bulldoze bing bong,
bulldoze,
yeah.
We'll talk about titles later.
Yeah. Anyways, so it got real bad, and I was supposed to be at work until 11, but we closed early because my manager, the like DM, not my manager who listened to it.
Yeah.
But like the tippity top manager of my store.
Oh shit.
Fucking, she's like, hey, talk to the head person in corporate, and was like, hey, we're gonna close down early today if that's okay. Because the snow is going to get real bad on the roads, and I love my team. And, so we closed early. I got out of work, like, 3 hours early. I was supposed to be there till 11. I got out at, like, 8:30.
Damn.
I love you, Donna.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
At Dutch Wolves, we got to be out there the whole time.
Yeah, we'll see. Fucking.
Just kidding. They just made a new rule. If it's, like, 20 degrees or lower, like, it's up to us if we even want to go out there or not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
See, no, fucking, I went to Dutch Bros the other day with Tony. Actually, it was on Monday, and there was a girl in the drive-thru. Not the drive-thru, you know what I mean.
The window.
At the window. She was outside, though, and she didn't have gloves on, and her hands were shaking.
Dude,
I felt so bad. I was like, why the fuck are you out here without gloves? She's like, well, I was inside all day. I was supposed to be out inside my whole shift, and then I saw someone else who was getting called, so I came out for her.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so sweet. Yeah. You should wear some gloves. And then I was going to buy her gloves, and then we had to go to work.
Damn.
So I couldn't.
That was me. So I'm still technically in training.
Yeah.
Because training is, wow.
15 days.
Which
How
they
many
cut.
Days do you have left?
They cut shorter. I'm taking the flip test on Friday.
Oh, my God.
I am on my 11th day, though.
Guys, congrats to Cameron. Everybody give him a clap. Applause. Oh, my God. Golfer clap.
So I did my first day of running, which is like on the iPad thing. My last shift. And that was when it like got – it was really cold, but it didn't snow yet. I think I was
– Saturday?
No.
Sunday morning?
Might have been Friday.
Okay.
Anyways, I did that, and my hands were, like, shaking. And the amount of times I mispressed a button on someone's order and I had to just, like, delete the whole thing and just start over. Or, like, when so we're not allowed to, like, touch their cards or, like, instead of chipping. So I have to, like,
And you're shaking?
Yeah, I'm, like, my hand shaking. They're, like, trying to put their card in the card reader. Looked like me when I was trying to lose my virginity. I couldn't find the hole. Just kidding. That didn't happen.
So,
That didn't happen. That didn't happen at all.
So,
I'm a god. I'm a,
you're a little bitch.
I'm a man.
You're a little bitch. No, I'm just
That's
kidding.
What happened. I was my finger. I was so shaking.
I was just shaking. I was so cold.
Last time I go camping with my uncle, am I right?
Okay.
Yeah, is that a bad one? Is that too far?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good. All right. Well, now that loser's gone, it's just you and me. We just get to talk about how that wasn't true at all. It's not how – he's yelling. It's not true at all. It's not how it happened. Don't worry. Oh, what's up? Welcome back, dude. We're just talking. Talking about things.
This is not okay, Cameron.
I'm sorry.
You've done this too much, okay? You don't need to fucking bring up your grandpa and your uncle and your dad and your cousin every goddamn day.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. That's so awkward. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about it.
You're the one
about
who brings it up every time. Okay?
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. So what were you talking about? Halloween?
Snow.
Snow, dude.
Snow.
Snow.
We're talking about the snow, dude.
Snow, dude.
Yeah, anyways.
I want to test out my homemade board someday.
Dude, eventually. I'd be down. I'll test it out for you.
Yeah? Pro snowboarding?
No.
Yeah,
that's why I'll test it out.
Oh, to see if it's like
so that. If it doesn't work and if it's a shit board,
yeah,
like it probably won't because you're the best.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll die and you won't have to.
You won't die.
I probably will.
You probably will.
Anyways, with the snow, so I don't know if you guys know this, but I've had 2 flat tires in the last month.
Ouch.
Yeah, all happens at work. Coincidence? Probably not, but it's okay.
They want you to stay there. They slash your fucking tires. Is it a flat tire or is it just because they depressurize?
Nope.
Like flat.
Yeah.
Like there's a hole.
Like when I get home and I see that my tire's flat, my rim's almost touching the floor. That's how.
Well, flat. No, I'm like, is it like a hole in the tire? Or is it like, okay.
Yeah.
Or was it just like, because sometimes like it doesn't the cold
affect
it?
Well, the first time there was a gash. Oh. And even with the cold, no, the cold wouldn't make it decrease that much.
You're right.
Trust me, I'm a car guy.
Okay, car dude.
I'm a car dude. No, not even a car dude. I'm a tire guy.
Could you imagine?
fucking dude's obsessed with tires.
Yeah, those are some nice rimmy boys.
Yo, right. Dude. Actually, I do like rims, though. Rims are a pretty cool. Nice feature for cars. Your rims, gotta say, they're pretty fire.
Okay.
They're pretty flames.
What if you were like a fucking judge on a cooking show?
Oh yeah.
Hey, your meal kind of delicious.
No, it's like that. You watch Key and Peele?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the one episode.
Yeah, yeah. Where he's like,
"Thank you, chef. I'm sorry, chef."
Yeah, he's like, I can't believe you served me this dish today, and you didn't serve it to me even sooner because it's so delicious. God, and they just go back and forth. Sir, I don't know what is wrong with the dish.
Pack up your knives and leave.
And leave.
Because you should be in a gourmet 5-star restaurant.
Dude, that shit was the best thing I've ever had.
Anyways,
so
I got my
tires
fixed yesterday.
That's annoying.
Again.
That's
again.
Annoying.
Yeah. So, and then my mom's like, well, there's like 14 inches in Garrett's screaming in the back. My mom's like, there's like 14 inches in Greeley, so you're not gonna go.
It's not 14 inches.
And I was like, Mom, it looks better up there than it does down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It like blizzard up here there for like a whole day.
So I left and went on the road again.
Nothing like me on the road again.
Yeah, anyways.
It's all pretty soft. We had to shovel the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Because
Because it snowed.
Because it snowed, and if you
it snowed.
If you don't, the city of Greeley will fine you.
Oh yeah.
They will indeed. The only The only problem is snow shovels actually kind of expensive.
Yeah. But you have one.
They're like $30.
Yeah. But you have one.
We just got one.
Yeah.
So that story goes, we were like, yo, we gotta shovel our driveway. Or not driveway, our sidewalk. We don't have a driveway.
Fucking nerd.
And then so all I have is a tiny shovel that
that you use to make ramps.
Okay. Yeah, we use that for now. Its actual use is for like if your car gets stuck in the snow.
Oh, I know. I know what it is. Okay. Like I said, I'm a tire guy.
But my tires, I can never get stuck in the snow. My tires are so big.
My tires are just tin eyes.
All terrain tires.
All terrain, and when I say all terrain, I mean air.
And when I say all terrain, I mean, choo-choo train. Like
all types of trains.
I mean,
my car can drive
bullet trains
better than them.
I'm talking steam engine trains, cold trains, wind powered trains.
Is there a wind powered train?
Trains powered by magic. Trains powered by the thought of magic. I don't know what this voice has turned into. Polar Express train. Snow trains. My fucking tires can do it all.
All terrain.
So we had to do it with a small shovel. we had to do that small shovel and then a lunch tray that we stole from the
school.
So yeah, from the court.
The court? You went to court?
From the food, the dining hall.
From the mesh hall.
My brain is mush.
The chow house.
My brain is mush.
The chow house. Ooh. Blah, blah, blah.
Spoopy. So we did it with that. We did it with the fucking tiny ass shovel and a lunch tray. And there's me and Ben, and we did our steps, and we did the entire sidewalk.
Ben and I. Did the entire sidewalk, yeah?
With just those, like, I know that, like, I'm saying it. I'm not giving it, like, the amount of respect. It was kind of difficult.
Yeah, no, it's a tiny ass shovel.
And a like real it's small
tray. It would be like a gardening shovel, but like a little bit bigger.
Yeah, actually that's good.
And then a lunch tray.
Yeah.
You know, like when you were in elementary school and they're like, hot lunch or cold lunch? And you'd be like, hot lunch, please, because my family doesn't make me lunch. And then they'd give you a tray with like a chocolate milk on it.
Yeah.
It was that tray minus the chocolate milk.
That's just you, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
True.
Just kidding.
Fuck!
Just kidding, dude.
Fuck, man. Was,
so that's all we had. We did the entire steps, the entire sidewalk.
Yeah, and well, some of us had less, okay? Some of us had to get a hot lunch.
Okay, all right. Hey, let me tell my story about snow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And you can shut the fuck up.
Okay? I just missed my hot lunch.
No, listen, you can shut up. No, listen. You can shut the fuck up. Okay? I'm trying to be professional right now.
Okay.
You're doing the opposite of that.
I'm sorry.
You're not being very professional.
Okay.
Like, listen, they're trying to, like, listen and have a good time.
Okay.
Right now, you're really bringing
I'm probably going to work and I'm just fucking crying.
Okay, listen, you're going to have to leave my room.
Okay.
It's just going to be.
I'm going to go take a cool down. Huh?
Yeah, you take a cool down.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
I love you, Stinky Bear.
I love you too.
Okay?
Don't call me Stinky Bear.
Anyways. So that's all we had. We had a shovel and a goddamn cafeteria tray. And as soon as we were done, we come back inside, and Michael and John, my other two roommates, come in, and they got two goddamn snow shovels. Full ones. Big ones.
Two big shovels.
Two big shovels. So, yeah, now we have... You doing all right?
I'm good.
All right, good. Good.
I'm a big boy.
You are a big boy. Look at you. Look at the pants you're wearing.
I'm wearing big boy pants.
Those are big boy pants.
I got pants on.
Yeah, I got big pantaloonies on. So yeah, so as
two big shovels.
Two big shovels. Same motherfucker. Yeah, so as soon as we were done, John and Michael came back with two shovels. That was really that entire story.
Yeah, I know.
And it just took us a really long time to say
it. I'm sorry, I dropped my phone.
You really ruined everything.
I do. Oh. You sound like my mother.
Okay.
Anyways, is that dried pasta on your
I got milk and dried pasta. Anything else you want to point out? You want to point out any of my other flaws?
Is that dried pasta?
Isaac?
Is that dried pasta?
It's butter noodles.
Dried pasta.
That I ate yesterday, and I... That looks so gross. And I stopped eating it when there's like...
Yo, wait a minute.
There's like seven noodles in there.
Is that sex wax on your desk? What the fuck is this?
It's wax for sex. No, I'm kidding. Sex wax is a hockey puck. It's for hockey. It's to wax your hockey stick.
Oh, okay. Why the fuck do you have this?
I use it to wax my snowboard.
To wax your hockey puck?
Wax my hockey puck, wink, wink, if you know what the fuck I mean.
We're talking about his penis.
No, I'm talking about my booty hole.
Oh, oh, your puck.
Yeah, my...
Hey, wait a minute. So after you give me a haircut today, you want to go to Shields?
Bro, I do not have enough time.
I'm just kidding. Hey, guys, Cameron's going to give me a haircut today.
Listen, I would love... I really want to go to Shields because I need some snowboarding stuff.
We'll go next week.
Okay. Deal.
Deal. Or we could go Sunday.
Because Saturday we are busy.
Yeah, because I don't know if I don't know if I have Monday and Tuesday off this next week.
I don't know either. I have no idea what day.
So normally I have Monday, Tuesday off.
But you
every
have
every single week. But I have Saturday and Sunday off this week.
Okay.
And Sunday, Monday.
Can we do like a spooky episode for next week,
dude? Yeah.
Hell yes. Well,
what do you think about that?
You guys come back next week.
Yeah. Hey. Maybe... Sorry again. This is fucking.
We're going through it. We're just trying to figure out everything.
Yeah, so. I'm really going through it.
It's a learning process, and we will hopefully get better. I don't want to, like, give up just yet.
Oh, I do. I always want to give up. Okay. Not on this podcast, though. This is pretty cool. All
right.
Yeah. Too much water.
Tune in next week for maybe a spooky episode. We don't know.
We'll see. Check out our Instagram, bingbong_boys. I'm going to be putting a poll on it for what I should be for Halloween.
Yeah. And then see you guys in the next one.
Yeah. Bing bong. Sorry.
Ooh.
Bing bong. Wait. Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh. Bing bong. I die from an infection from a circumcision.